I'm on my way to DreamWorks because that's where the cartoon is produced. So we're just doing a lot of post on the show, and so it's but it's nice. I've never had an office my entire career, so it's, I feel these past 2.5 years working on Archibald, I feel very adult having an office.
Oh my gosh, you've been working on it for a long time.
Yeah, wow. 2.5 years. Isn't that crazy?
Well, it's crazy that it's been 5 years since you wrote the book. It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
No, it doesn't. You know, it was a great experience. And then my friends Jake and Drew kind of stepped in and were like, hey, what do you think about this for a show? And that's when we started kind of working on it.
So this character is dealing with what a lot of us deal with. You know, we're looking for contentment. We have insecurities, and we think we're the only one who is insecure in this way. And so now it's become this really cool children's series. I'm looking forward to seeing it. But clearly something powerful. You've talked about what you went through with Arrested Development, but clearly something powerful drove you to create this character. Is it something that you think goes beyond just your Arrested Development experience?
Yeah, I mean, I've struggled, you know, you and I have... We know each other from high school and Young Actors Theater and all this stuff. And I think for most of my life, I have struggled with anxiety. And I think a way to escape anxiety was I was just checked out somewhere else rather than where I was. And so it's something that I know that I've dealt with for most of my life and continue to deal with. But the great thing about the series is he's now, after the book and kind of learning this kind of lesson of being present, he's now a chicken that makes everything his big thing. Everything is a big thing to him. He sometimes has a plan, but life always goes many different directions. And he has this kind of yes and attitude to everything, which is just the opposite of me. I typically like a plan. I like the plan to go the way I like it to go. And that's just not the way life works. And so Archibald just has this real yes and attitude. He sees the best in everyone. The best in every situation. And it's also, obviously, the show's done in a really funny way. But I think I get excited about Archibald kind of coming out just because I think in our world today, everybody's just seeing the worst in each other. This is a chicken who's seeing the best in everybody. So he's pretty great.
It's a great idea to think, you know, everything we're doing can be the best thing ever. Like, why not just have that attitude?
Absolutely. And it's, and like me talking to you right now, this is my big thing. This is my big thing. For me to be fully in this moment, I need to treat this like it's my big thing. So like to find the presence in it and just to kind of own that space rather than thinking about something else or what I have to do or something like that, but just really kind of be right here. And a lot of ways that I try to do that is I went to this therapist years ago who talked a lot about you know, kind of feeling things around you, like I'm driving right now, so feeling the steering wheel and feeling my shirt. Or whenever I find my mind going to like a what if, you know, tell yourself not now. Right now I'm talking to Gina. That's where I am right now. You know, it's like always just kind of waking yourself up to where you are. And also I'm in a career and we both are freelancers, you know, so it's like we're both in creative fields, and a question that we both get a lot is, what's next for you? What's next? And it's almost like we are encouraged to think about what's next.
It's so true, and I think about you because it seems like your life must be so busy, and I understand that you're in a great place now. You're getting offers. Things are coming to you, but then you don't want to turn things down because you don't know when it's all going to end. You constantly have to be thinking that way, and I could see how that could cause significant anxiety for someone.
Yeah, and it's that kind of thing of, I mean, after doing this career for, you know, over 20 years now, I've never had that 9-to-5 kind of set stability, which in actuality, if you think about it, nobody really does. But kind of the idea of, like, staying in one place, it's always been gig to gig. So I have gotten used to it, but if I do take the time to think about it, that, you know, I've got a mortgage and I've got a daughter in school and all this kind of stuff, it can freak you out, you know? And so I have to kind of stay present, or I can kind of go to these anxieties of like, is the next gig coming? You know, when's it going to come? Is this the right gig? All that kind of stuff. That can drive you crazy.
Yeah, always. So the character of Bee is desperately trying to get Archibald to see that the next big thing is never far away. And I'm wondering, did you have a Bee in your life?
Oh, good question, Gina Jordan.
Yay.
I think I've had several Bees in my life. I think, to me, good friends like yourself throughout my life keep me present. To like, because when you have good friendships where you have history and you know a lot about each other and you can kind of relax and just kind of be in the moment, to me, that's a friend who keeps you present because it doesn't take as much work. And someone who encourages and sees you for who you are, that to me is a person that's like, hey, I know what's going on. I see you. Let's just stay right here. And then you can fully relax and just be in the moment. And that to me is very much of a Bee companion.
You had a lot of friends. I mean, I remember you had plenty of friends, but I understand that you also were dealing with anxiety back when we were growing up. And so you were dealing with all that stuff. A lot of us were dealing with stuff and we just kind of all went, yeah, they've got that issue or whatever, but whatever, we're all friends. So now you have a daughter who's growing up and she's doing that very far from Tallahassee, but now you're looking at this from a parent's perspective, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting because back then when we were growing up, no one really talked about anxiety. Now it's a very common topic, but back then you never really talked about it. And I just think it was such a gift of God to have Young Actors Theater in my life because it was a place that I just felt free. I felt I could be silly. I could be anxious. I could be all these kind of things, and I wasn't judged for it. So I'm really, really grateful for that. Being a parent now, I guess a part of kind of going through hard times is you have an empathy for someone who is going through, if they are going through a hard time. So it's like having kids and friends or whatever, but mainly my daughter, if she is dealing with something, I think it's nice to have gone through stuff and to have a little more tools in my toolbox in order to kind of guide her, you know, and also giving her the freedom to be like, yeah, you know, we all have crazy thoughts, crazy feelings, all this kind of stuff. And I think for so much of my life, I just constantly identified with them. I was like, I must be losing my mind because all of these thoughts and feelings are just coming over me like a wave. Rather than now I can say, you know what, all these thoughts and feelings, you can kind of watch them like cars on a highway. You know, like you can just be like, yeah, there's that crazy thought, there's that crazy feeling, and you don't have to give it so much power.
So I'm curious, did any of your Tallahassee experiences or friends, did anything from Tallahassee inspire any of these characters or any storylines, do you think?
Oh, good question. The one that immediately comes to mind is Archibald. There's a whole episode that takes place in the Crack Ridge Mall because the town they live in is called Crack Ridge because they all live in eggs. One episode totally took place in a mall, and Archibald loves to go to the mall, and that was real. I loved going to Governor Square Mall as a kid. There was something very to this day I love malls, but it was very nostalgic. Like even when I go back, I'd always see that Great American Cookie Company. I always see those two escalators in the very center of the atrium. Just that kind of experience. There was something about a mall. And so there's a couple, I want to say that there's actually a couple episodes that center around malls.
Great.
And a lot of that had to do with Tallahassee.
Nice. All right. Anything else you want to add about the show?
There's a lot. The thing that immediately comes to mind is the cool thing is when we were doing the book, Archibald's sister is named Loy, who's named after my daughter. And she was able to kind of help design her. So she was able to say like, oh, I'd like her to have Argyle socks and pigtails. And so that was a cool kind of father-daughter thing to do together. Now she's completely embarrassed by me and everything I say she disagrees with because she's 13. But back then, that was a really fun kind of experience with the book.